A Mysterious Power, October 5th. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. In the plan of redemption there are mysteries that the human mind cannot fathom, many things that human wisdom cannot explain, but nature can teach us much concerning the mystery of godliness. Every shrub, every tree bearing fruit, all vegetation, has lessons for our study. In the growth of the seed are to be read the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To the heart softened by the grace of God, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the flowers of the field, utter words of counsel. God's laws for nature are obeyed by nature. Cloud and storm, sunshine and shower, dew and rain, all are under the supervision of God and yield obedience to His command. In obedience to the law of God the spire of grain bursts through the earth, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. The fruit is seen in the bud, and the Lord develops it in its proper season because it does not resist His working. Can it be that man, made in the image of God, endowed with reason and speech, shall alone be unappreciative of His gifts and disobedient to His laws? God desires us to learn from nature the lesson of obedience. The book of nature and the written word shed light upon each other. Both make us better acquainted with God by teaching us of His character and of the laws through which He works. Tell your children about the miracle-working power of God. As they study the great lesson book of nature, God will impress their minds. The farmer plows his land and sows his seed, but he cannot make the seed grow. He must depend on God to do that which no human power can do. The Lord puts His vital power into the seed, causing it to spring forth into life. Under His care the germ of life breaks through the hard crust encasing it, and springs up to bear fruit. As the children are told of the work that God does for the seed, they learn the secret of growth in grace.